now. What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, firmly this Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Redbox and kind of Disney kind of succeeding in the courts in kind of stopping them from selling digital copies of their movies pretty much from the Black Panther onwards, because what's been going on here is there was a lawsuit last year of subscriptions of boxes, like you pay to rent movies and then relocation markets, etc. And what we're doing, we're buying the combi packs with the DVDs and the Blu-rays and digital versions, selling the digital version. I think they were renting out the Blu-rays and the DVDs, but kind of using the digital versions as a way of clawing back information. Disney were trying to stop this. They then won a court injunction so that Disney couldn't stop them because of the wording, but then Disney came back and changed the wording. I think because originally the wording was that you had to own the disc to be able to do the download. So they've changed the wording so that you no longer require the disc, but you do not have permission to resell. They kind of just jiggied it around a bit. And then, of course, Redbox have come back and said, you know, it's anti-consumer. And I don't really think they had the leg to stand on once that came back in. But yeah, I thought I'd sort of want to touch with you a little bit about this kind of idea, really.
Honestly, I don't have much sympathy for Disney on this one. Technically, they can do whatever they want with their user agreement and, you know, say you can't resell the license, digital license, which is within their legal right. But I agree with Redbox on it. It is anti-consumer. And the main reasoning behind that, not just for movies, but let's also talk comics, because that's kind of relates in here as well. A lot of Marvel comics, actually all Marvel comics, come with a digital code in addition to the physical copy. You can either buy digital only online, or you can buy the digital, the physical copy at your local store or bookstore, whatever. And there's become kind of a gray market on the internet where people will buy the comics, and they're not going to get the digital version themselves, so they will sell the digital version. I have to assume that there is similarly a market for that in movies as well.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of Redbox, obviously, this story is because Redbox is doing it, but I believe, you know, there's probably a Reddit or an eBay gray market with these digital codes. And while it is true that Disney or Fox or Universal or anybody can say you can't sell it, it's part of the package and it's all in one, I think especially with rising costs for consumers, being able to sell those codes is a nice way of kind of offsetting that cost.
Yeah.
Comics, if you buy five a week, that's almost $25. Yeah. And you can get a couple of that back by selling a digital copy you weren't going to use.
Or even just trading them to get, because I've noticed people do that as well, where maybe I buy a comic and you buy a comic, I give you my digital code, you give me your digital, so we both can read the new comic, but we've only brought one each, kind of thing. Right. I think with the digital, with Redbox things, because there's a couple of things that I think of. For example, if you decide to buy Avengers Infinity War, which comes out this week in the UK, then we don't get the digital codes anyway, actually, over here for these. You're going to get the digital code, right? So if you decide to sell that on eBay or on Facebook, something like that, I don't see a problem with that, because you're just selling something on that you've done. And I don't think Disney are really that too worried too much about that, because you're just selling your copy and whatever. I think the Redbox was the fundamental thing of this being a business doing it,
right?
I think because looking at it from a way, I remember back when my uncle used to have a video shop and used to do rentals and stuff, right? When he used to buy VHS rent out, they used to cost like £90 to £100 each. This was like 25 years ago, because you had to buy special versions. You couldn't just go into like Blockbuster and buy out, or into a video shop and buy them and just rent them out. You had to have a specific license and you had to pay a lot of money. So the idea that Redbox is just buying normal versions off the street and then renting out the discs, because it says right on the front with that big federal warning that you're not allowed to do stuff like that. So that was where I was a little bit weary. But also, I think back to, as again, being a business, if I go into a supermarket and I buy a packet of crisps or chips, as you guys have them, or cans of Coca-Cola, they will say on them, not for resale. And as a business over here, environment, or, you know, the our government will come around and they will check to make sure that you're not selling them, because they are different quality and they're not meant for resale because they don't have the right marketing on the back and they don't have all the correct information, you see. And as a business, I am aware that when I go to a business and I see people doing it, it's like, oh, you're being... It's like little places get away with it. But the idea is there are reasons why they do this from a business point of view. So I looked at it from digital, from when Redbox is, and I'm going, oh, you really probably shouldn't have been doing that anyway. And you've been using a wriggling around a rule to get around it. And so I kind of was, from my point of view, looking at it a little bit maybe more like business minded of going, yeah, I can see why Disney have done this.
Yeah, and I mean, I can see why they've done this, and I can also understand why, you know, it would want to be regulated, et cetera, because you do want to make sure that the quality and et cetera is held to standards. But I have to admit, I have almost no sympathy in the matter on the Disney side of things. They are a massive mega corporation. This is not hurting them. And the fact that Redbox as a service exists at all is helping them, because there are people who don't want to buy movies for $20 or rent movies through iTunes for $9 or $10, whatever the rental costs are these days. The Redbox provides a convenient way for parents or, you know, regular consumers to rent these movies. And they really, even if Redbox is not doing it the way that's traditionally been done or even the way that it should be done, they're providing a service, and Disney is now telling them, hey, you can't do the service this way because we say so. So
yeah,
I'm 100% with the legal side, you know, and Redbox was definitely taking their own risk with this, and they will probably lose this fight. But honestly, I think it's a fight that Disney should just drop. Let them do it. And it's not a trademark issue. Yeah. It's not a rights issue. It's very simply a consumer issue.
Yeah. I do wonder if that thing, you know, isn't it? If, like, say, like, you want to get Infinity War this week on digital and you go to a box and you're buying it and you're paying, like, £8 for it or whatever it is, or however much they're selling it for, Disney, in theory, hasn't made any money off of that, because that's the issue. Because Redbox, because I think I still view, like, the digital version as like a freebie. That's kind of the way, it's like you're buying the physical version and you're getting the digital version. Because I even sometimes, I mean, we don't have the digital versions for the Disney movies. They haven't started doing that here. But to me, it's like, well, why do I buy the digital when I can buy the physical and I get it anyway? So it's almost like you get two for one, other than the 2 week early thing. I just feel like this was a bit of an odd one. I do feel like Redbox, their whole business strategy is just going, their market is going to keep dropping off year on year. And, you know, like all the most video shops that have closed down, it felt a little bit like they were trying to claw a new business out of what was left. Because maybe they're thinking, oh, maybe we can just keep selling these digital codes for a bit and keep us going. But I do wonder if this is just more sign of this kind of market disappearing.
I really wouldn't go that far, because, you know, while Blockbuster, which was the big video chain here, went under many, many years ago, the big difference is Redbox doesn't have physical locations. They're in other people's physical locations. And there is definitely that kind of impulse factor and that convenience factor where people can go, all right, I've got my groceries, my little munchkin wants to see a movie tonight. Oh, Redbox right there. It's only $2 to rent a movie. I can return it tomorrow at any Redbox anywhere. So while physical media in general is probably on the decline, very gradual decline, I think, but still, I doubt that Redbox is really in any dire straits or at risk of losing or declaring bankruptcy, whatever the case may be. But that said, you know, the digital codes definitely, I'm sure, were an augment to their business. You know, it's nice to be able to buy the movie and then also get a little bit of that cost subsidized back. So yeah,
it's definitely an issue, because I think for us over here, it's like rentals of physical discs have pretty much just they've gone. There's, I mean, my local video, you know, all the video shops have closed, all the rental places have closed. You know, they used to find them in the independent little shops. They've all ripped that section out of there. You know, that market, I know when I was out in America a few months ago and I saw one of the red boxes in the supermarket, it was like, whoa, okay. Like, this whole market is completely, like, feels like it's gone here in the UK. So it was a bit like, I've already seen this kind of, they filled a gap where Blockbuster went. Because when I used to get, I remember being a Netflix subscriber, getting 2 videos a month of DVDs through the post. Yeah, and then we used to have Love Film where we used to get them through the post. So it's that kind of thing, if it's all moved on, and I do wonder if this is kind of maybe the last ditch of, because I can't help but feel like, you know, from Redbox's point of view, they're probably getting back half the cost of buying a movie pretty much instantly once they sell that digital code on.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're getting for the digital codes. Yeah. If it's anything like the comics, it's probably about 10 to 15%. Because normally the comics, well, I guess it'd be closer to 20. The comics will be $4, and you can probably get $1 back, yeah, which is going to be, but then, so, you know, you're not getting tax, and you're, yeah, probably doing it through PayPal, so PayPal's eating a chunk out of it, etc. So you're going to lose a little bit on that. But either way, let's talk, say, 15 to 20%. And if you're talking movies, 15 to 20% is still, like, I don't know, $5 or $6. So, but I think most of these movies, even the really bad D-list movies that you're like, I've never even heard of this movie, and it shows up on Redbox, they make their money back over time on all of them.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting what they do with this one. But let us know your thoughts on this at home. Be sure to check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Subscribe, like, follow. James, where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.